the character of Watson is certainly not what Dr. Watson was. Played by Nigel Bruce, he's unforgettable and extremely funny.
What you get there is a sense of these figures being a double act, in the way, I suppose, that Abbott and Costello were a double act, or the way in which Bob Hope and Bing Crosby were a double act.
I say, Holmes.
What?
It's morning.
Allow me to congratulate you on a brilliant bit of deduction.
And every time that Sherlock Holmes makes a deduction, Nigel Bruce with the Rathbun films always says, "Great Scott!" Which always amuses me. You know it's coming.
Watson! Great Scott!
Great Scott, it's Jonathan Bleak!
Great Scott, the guard! Great Scott, Holmes!
Well, I'll be...
This new dynamic, introduced by the pairing of Holmes and Watson, with its comic potential, was to become central to all subsequent screen versions. Yet after only two films, 20th Century Fox, thinking they had bought the rights to the characters outright, were forced to drop the famous pair.
They were under threat of a lawsuit. This came from Arthur Conan Doyle's estate, which was being managed by his two sons, Adrian and Dennis Conan Doyle. And one Conan Doyle biographer has described them as spendthrift playboys. And they were out to milk as much as possible from the estate. So Holmes disappeared from the screen for 3 years, while Dennis Conan Doyle basically hawked it round all the studios.
And there was one studio that felt Sherlock Holmes would be ideal for them.